Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday night live. But you know you can listen to us on other days. LA Talk Radio broadcasts us on bulk channels several times a week, and you can always visit our archives to hear what you might have missed. But don't miss us. Call in and log in and be with us live. Dr. Allen, we're live.
Yes.
We're on the air, and we have callers. Are you ready to go to work?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do this. Okay, I think we have a caller on the line. Hey, caller, are you there? We're live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question? Woohoo, caller. Okay, we had a caller. Okay. All right. Well, then.
Hello.
There we go. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Pat Allen. Thank you for taking my call. I called
you're
in
welcome.
Last
Thank you for calling.
And, well, you're very welcome. So last week I called and I had spoken about my fiance who every time I try to tell her something that what I want, she disrespects me in a way that she starts arguing with me and yelling, even though I make appointments and stuff. And you had given me a response that was something to the effect of, am I willing to make her pay the consequences for disrespecting me? And
yes.
I said no, but I think I changed my mind. I think I would like to know what the consequences are. And I am willing
yourself? Are you willing to take care of yourself?
Am I willing to take care of myself?
At the loss of her.
Yes, I
are you willing to say you have every right to disrespect me by not hearing me or not negotiating with me, but the price for that is my withdrawal. Is that okay with you if I withdraw?
Yes, I am willing to do that.
No, I mean, will she say yes or no? What will she say to a statement that states the price tag of withdrawal?
She would say no.
She would say no. If you pull away from me, I'm going to terminate. Will she set a price higher on you?
Yeah. She will say, go ahead and terminate. But she's terminated with me before, and it's only lasted 2 to 3 hours. You know, and then she's
and
calling
then she
me
calls
back saying
back?
She didn't want to terminate with. Yeah.
So what you're saying is this setting a price tag, which is, you know, what you have a right to do, gets results very quickly. Well, then why don't you use it?
I don't want to use it as a tool. Like, I think like I'm taking my love away as a punishment, and I would rather
negotiate
calmly.
It's a price tag. If you can love and accept people that abuse you, you are worth. Is that what your goal in life is?
No.
You understand that for a woman to respect a man, he's got to be a better man than she is.
Okay.
What you're saying,
I do understand
is
that.
I cannot set a price tag on my girlfriend, who's really my boyfriend, my mother. So why not just not say anything?
Not say anything, like just don't say
no price
anything.
Tag.
Just
acquiesce.
Not
acquiesce, which is put up with it because you love her more.
Okay.
You can't stand the thought of losing her, so you're going to let her win. I have no problem with that as long as you know you're doing it. I cannot afford any price tags. I am not going to set any price tags.
Yes, that's correct.
That's called acquiescing. Do you know what the word acquiesce means?
I see.
What does it mean?
Acquiesce means you just let it happen. You just let it happen and not fight it.
That's right, because you can't afford the price tag you're setting on her.
Okay.
And that's the word, so if you want to look it up, it's doing something you wouldn't do, but you can't afford the price tag.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly the circumstance.
You know the difference between...
I just let it go.
That's right. Do you know the difference between manipulate and a game?
No.
A manipulation is what you know you're doing and why. A game is when you intimidate and seduce with guilt and shame, but you don't know why you're doing it. That's called scripting. You've been raised to be gamey. So what we just did is we set up a manipulation that you said you couldn't afford, and now you're going to set up a manipulation in which you're going to sound like a wuss, but you're not a wuss.
Okay.
Because you know what you're doing.
Excellent. Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Okay.
So go for it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you, caller. Okay, that's very interesting. He doesn't like the way she's disrespecting him, but he's not willing to set the price tag. What is that, Dr. Allen?
That's called manipulation.
Automatic voice message system.
Very interesting.
Gaming, you don't know you're playing games. Manipulation,
forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, I'm going to have to say it. Hey, callers, we're going to call you back if you're in our queue and you don't answer, you won't get to talk to Dr. Allen. So you got to pick up, even if you don't recognize the number, it's probably us. So we don't get your voicemail and we get you. Okay. I think we had a caller on. I don't know what's going on with our callers tonight, but they got to pick up the phone or else they don't get to talk to you. Oh, and I want to remind...
Automatic voice message system. Two,
there
zero,
we go again.
One.
Okay, so everybody needs to also know that Dr. Allen is doing private sessions for groups. For example, if you and your friends want to have a small group meeting with Dr. Allen, that's totally a possibility. And if you want Dr. Allen to speak at your event, that's possible too. You should contact Sue at info@drpatallen.com. I think we've got a caller on. Caller, you're live on the air. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Got a question.
Hi.
I do. I wanted to start by saying thank you because I've been using the 5-second flirt technique and it works like I would have never expected it to work so well. I've gotten, I want to say, 3 or 4 dates in the past week just from using your technique. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging the value.
Yeah. So I have a question about
What's
the guy whom I really like. I feel really connected to him, but I don't like the way he's dating me. He is cheap in a way that makes me feel unvalued and offended a lot of times with the places that he picks. And we went out last Friday night to a wine bar and he didn't even offer me a drink. And so I'm wondering how to handle it.
Perhaps you want to turn down his dates.
Okay.
If you're
Do I tell him why?
You'll do him.
Oh.
If you want him to be your entertainment, you probably are masculine and want him to do it your way, when in fact, he may be checking you out to see if you'll accept him on days. Now, that's not if you're not, if he's immoral, unethical, or illegal. I'm talking
right.
about you expect dinner and he gets you an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
You see?
So, yeah.
Are you wanting to upgrade his value in what you're doing? Or do you want to be with him?
Well, both. I mean, I want to feel like he values me and values my time. So he wants to do nice things for me because he sees me as valuable.
I've got news for you. Many, many, many men are terrified of gold diggers.
Mm.
And what you just said, prostitutes use that philosophy, and gold diggers.
Oh,
do you want to be with him, or do you want him to be your entertainment?
I mean, why can't I have both? Because, okay, but you said that when men are in love, they show you that they value you by spending time with you and spending money on you.
I don't recall ever saying spending money. I recall that they will give you what they can afford to give you, and they won't give you what they can't afford.
Okay.
Because while they may like you, they love themselves more.
Mm. Okay.
See, one of the things women say is, all he sees me for is sex. And what he mm-hmm. says, all she sees me for is money.
Yeah.
So would you be willing for a month to appreciate any time he spends with you? Because time is the most valuable thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was your mother
it's
a
hard,
gold
Dr.
digger?
It's hard, Dr. Allen.
What?
Oh, neither.
Was your mother a gold digger?
No. No, she wasn't. In fact, I think she was the breadwinner, so that probably turned me off to, like, you know,
was
men
your father
stepping up to
a
the
gold
plate.
Digger?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was, but he sort of kept his money separate. And my mother's money was supporting the family.
Therefore,
and his money supported
himself. Do you hear where you learned how to mishandle money?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because men want to be loved for who they are. And the first thing you've got to build is a friendship.
Okay.
Which I'm okay, you're okay.
Yeah.
And an ice cream cone with somebody who you care about is far more valuable than a gorgeous dinner with somebody you don't care about.
Okay.
So do you want to share time? Or do you want him to spend money?
Well, I mean, I want both. I can't lie.
Well,
and it's hard
for
me
both,
to separate. Yeah.
If you, you have to, because in the beginning, see, men have been experiencing gold diggers. And women have been experiencing, as we know, in using women sexually. And I'm spending my intellect attempting to help people negotiate loving one another, liking one another, lusting one another. You see?
Yeah. Okay.
So as far as I can tell, teaching a man how to date you is being his mother.
It is. Okay.
And mother is spelled M-A-N.
Oh, okay. I can't say I'm excited, but I get it.
Well, if you're excited, why don't you be a man, make the money, and find a sexy guy who wants to be your wife?
Well, no, I don't want that. I'm just used to men who are, like, in the beginning of the dating process, want to impress me. And so they take me to nice dinners, and they try to dote upon me.
Why are you married to one of them?
Oh, because they're, they're often self-centered and jerks.
Well, all I can say is, if you're wanting entertainment, find the man who buys it for you.
Okay.
But entertainment is not marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Give it a go and see what you can attract.
Okay.
Enjoy your ice cream cone.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
All righty. Thanks, caller.
Thanks.
I love that, Dr. Allen. Enjoy your ice cream cone. That is classic. That is classic, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
You know, it's interesting. I teach some men to get an old car, a small apartment in a relatively down part of town, and date and see if she loves you. And
that makes sense.
And then show her what you've got.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I can see that. I think we've got a caller on. Caller, are you there? Do you have a question?
Yes. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Wow, what a great lesson. These distinctions are interesting because I also kind of was under the impression that it was good if a man was generous in the beginning. So it's good to hear.
I've got news for you. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, why not find out who he is before you decide how much money you can get out of him?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. So Dr. Pat, I'm calling because I've got an interesting passive aggressive man who has been dating me.
You've got a man who's been over controlled by a mother.
Yes, I'm pretty certain of this at this point. And I hope, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I just finished reading Sandra Brown's book, Women Who Love Psychopaths. And I wanted to ask you, a lot of those traits that she describes in the psychopaths, you know, how do you know if your passive aggressive man isn't actually a psychopath? Like, how do you, because he's done the thing where he's set up a date. He only did this once, and then later he's done versions of that, but he's done the thing where he set up a date and then didn't actually call to consolidate it. and then didn't reach out until maybe like a few days later and said, oh, I'm so sorry, I was in the Bahamas. But
okay.
You know, he had said, we're gonna get together Thursday.
You don't know anyone till you've known them in four seasons. Literally. You have to watch.
Okay.
I do not trust people when I meet them. I learned to trust them over a year because they're trustworthy. Many, many sociopaths are absolutely generous in those first few months of perfection. But then you start to see the psychopath part of them.
Yeah.
You will have to take care of yourself until you know how much trust you can extend.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely been working on that. And so if I can tell you the latest in the situation,
why not?
On it, whether how I reacted was the right way. So the very last time I saw him, which was about a month and a half ago, he supposedly flew on a private jet from another city to my city to come see me. And it was on a whim. It was very last minute. He had canceled it, then reinstated it. You see what I mean? These types of things. But he did show up. It was interesting because I in my head, I was like, well, this is going to be my third strike, because it was the third time he was saying, let's get together. Sorry, I can't do it. But anyway, and supposedly he's very busy. He's got, you know, a few businesses, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, he shows up, and I think it was our sixth date, and I enforced we cannot have intercourse if we don't have a meeting of the minds on, monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
That's exactly right.
Right. And which to me, I feel like, you know, thank you so much for your teachings, because I feel like, because it sounds like if you apply those, you will ward off psychopaths, right? Because
absolutely.
They can't take those limits. So anyway. So, of course, I heard from him. So, you know, he left. I mean, you know, we shared a bed. We spent the night together. We had sex, but not intercourse. And he left. And he was in touch with me for a week after that. And then there was a holiday. And I did the ritual greeting. And then I didn't hear for a month, for a full month, I didn't hear. And I had spelled out to him, here's what continuity means. I'd like to hear from you twice a week, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so finally, exactly a month later, I was on a date. I was duty dating. I went on a duty date. Who comes strolling past me on the sidewalk, because I was sitting with my duty date on the sidewalk at a restaurant, who strolls past him? And so I remember.
I don't hear anything wrong or broken.
No, absolutely.
Was broken.
I didn't do anything wrong. But what I did do, and this is
neither
what I wanted your opinion on.
Neither did he.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I mean, we didn't make eye contact, but I saw him, and I know he saw me. And I didn't even know he was in town, which was interesting.
Why would you know? Does he report to you?
I wouldn't know, right, exactly. So anyway, I...
That's called mother.
There. Right, okay, no problem. So what I wanted to ask you know how you said that, like, you know, 4 weeks in, they start calling and not leaving a message, or they accidentally dial you? And
they start manipulating you into thinking they're chasing you.
Whoa. Okay. So did I do something wrong when a few hours later, after that date was over, I texted him and said, I think I saw you today. Were you wearing white jeans? Was that wrong?
That was mother again.
You think that's mother? Okay.
Look, what other reason? If you want to be cherished, if you want to be respected, I want you to be the man. Ask him, take charge of the whole thing. If he likes being the woman, he'll enjoy it. I'm not telling women to be cherished.
That is not what I want. No.
You're demonstrating that you want control. You want respect and you want control. If that's not true, then my suggestion is let him lead until you want to follow him.
Well, I certainly want to follow him, but do you think, wasn't that a little bit like if the person walked past you, isn't that a little bit like when they call and don't leave a message 4 weeks in and I heard you say you can call, you can, like if they call by accident or whatever, you can call back and say, oh, did you just call me? Like that's how I took it. It's like, okay, so you just walked by. So did you just walk by?
Before you're in a commitment, you're allowing his conscious and his subconscious mind to signal you pro or con, come or go. What you're doing is you're setting up want lists and you're checking off his doing or not doing, and you're getting madder by the minute, which he will intuitively detect and scratch you out of his book.
So you think it was angry to say, I think I saw you. Was that you in the white jeans? You think that was angry?
Well, let's put anger under the list of I want to be a man. You want, is your mother a man?
Yes.
Well, then do you understand you're doing the control act? She does.
Okay. All right, so the feminine thing to do would have been to just not, to just let it go completely. Like, I saw him, I know he saw me, let it completely go and let him reach out.
If you're in a committed relationship, you would say something because you have stature, you have title.
No, we're not in a committed relationship. No, we're not. So anyway, so what he did is, He waited 4 days to respond. He responded and he said, yep, that was me. And he said, I just got back into town from that. And what are you doing tonight?
Now, that's beautiful.
The problem was, yeah, well, great. The problem was I had a date that night. And
so
you know,
did you say yes or no?
I said, here's what I said. I'm going to tell you exactly what I wrote. I wrote, I miss you, and I would really love to see you, but tonight won't work. What do you think about tomorrow or Sunday? It was a Friday.
That's you being a man again.
You think?
I know.
What do you? Okay, so what? Okay, so please tell me what the feminine thing to have done. What was the feminine way for me to?
You be him. You be him. And ask me who's you for the date. Please, go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to read you exactly what he wrote me. He said, you did see me. I'm just back tonight. What are you up to tomorrow?
And you said, I have commitment.
I said what?
I have commitments.
Okay. And that would have been it.
What did you say? What did you say?
I said, I miss you and I would very much love to see you, but today won't work. What do you think about tomorrow or Sunday? So you're saying I shouldn't have
You gave him strokes. I miss you. You were seductive. And then you said, I'm free here and here. You took charge of his dating apparatus.
Okay. So I should have just left it out. Man, I thought I was totally doing your teachings. I thought I was.
Not at all. All right.
And then I said, what do you think? Okay.
You said, what do you think? Okay. After you said, I really miss you. You know, on whatever you said, you stroked him. You gave him your openings. You see? What you did was you took his date and turned it into your date. So throw the line to me and I'll give you the line.
I was trying to soften the blow.
What?
I was trying to soften the blow of the fact that I was going to have to turn him down. Even though I really did. I mean, I was
dear,
very
that's
honest.
That's mothering too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I called because I thought I had done all that right. And I'm glad.
No, I want you to be him and I'll be you. For just a minute. Go.
Okay. Okay. You did see me the other day. I'm just back tonight. What are you up to? What are you up to tomorrow?
I have some commitments. What were your thoughts and plans?
Okay. Right. That's much better. Okay.
No, that's much more feminine. I'm not ordering all women to be feminine. We are all androgynous. Men have male bodies, but female souls, the anima. Women have female bodies, but male souls, the anima. There's four people in every relationship. Four. And I'm teaching you how to walk, not codependently slam dance, and not disco from a distance. I'm teaching verbal waltzing. What you did was he asked you for a waltz and you took him over.
Okay. Well, and if I can tell you what happened, he said possibly Sunday, and then I never heard from him.
What?
Well,
what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm just saying, you know, to me, that's the passive aggressiveness, right? So he said, well, actually, not really, because he said possibly Sunday.
I don't hear that. He said, what are you doing Sunday? What did you say to him?
So as I told you before, when he said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, you know, I stroked him. And then I said, you know, I stroked him and said, unfortunately, it wouldn't work.
I know what you said, but
yeah, I said, what do you think about Sunday or Saturday? And then he said, possibly Sunday. And then I never heard from him again.
Did you say that sounds good to me?
Yeah, I wrote back, you know, it's on the iPhone. So I gave it a thumbs up. You can thumbs up like somebody's thing. So I liked when he said possibly Sunday. And then I wrote out, sounds good. And then I never heard it, never heard from him again, which I kind of.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was last Sunday. That was last Sunday.
Last Sunday is not 8 weeks.
Oh, no, I know that. Oh, no. I'm not saying this is over. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get your, it's not 8 weeks. Right. Exactly.
Are you getting what I'm saying? That you're too busy cherishing his feelings instead of letting him lead you in a date.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah, no, this is great.
Practice
now, in the
following.
Meanwhile, though, I have to be honest and say that another person I had been duty dating did ask me for exclusivity in the meanwhile. So to be honest, I'm kind of a little bit, you know, I mean, it's already been 7 months with this guy of this back and forth and this kind of, you know, I mean, there's been six dates, but, you know, so
honey,
to be very honest,
you're quite okay upgrading your needs and going with somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because we weren't exclusive anyway. Right.
There.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. And
you're welcome.
I'll make sure I have a, you know, I'll make sure to follow up.
Passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
We got to move on. Okay, great. We got more calls waiting.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so I have a question about a man that I spent some time with about 2 months ago. Met him out of town, and we were at an event together, and then we, like, quote unquote, hung out. We didn't ever go on a date, but came up to my room. We got, like, pretty, you know, like, we got hot and heavy, but we didn't have intercourse or anything. I said no to that.
Fine.
And I told him
you had a sex.
The arrangement.
Good. You had sex.
Yes.
But you didn't have intercourse, which is far more serious.
Right. It was great. I mean, we've kind of kept in touch, like, lightheartedly, like, sending each other, like, you know, silly things, but nothing, like, serious. He hasn't called me or we haven't talked or anything, which is fine.
Okay.
But what other than just, like, business stuff, but I know, so he's coming to my area tonight and tomorrow, this weekend, and he had messaged me and was like, hey, I'm going to be in town tonight. Do you want to hang out after I have dinner? And I was like, what do you, you know, I said, maybe, you know, what did you have in mind? And basically he's like, I'll be done with dinner around 10. You can come up to my room. And, like, you know, I kind of was joking with him. I was like, what are we going to play cards? You know, he's like, oh, I thought I'd, you know, basically, you know, give me pleasure or whatever. So, and I'm like, you know, he knows the arrangement because I've told him that I don't have casual sex. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how I should handle that, because obviously he's not offering me to go on a date. He's not offering me anything other than to just basically have affection. And I feel a little not sure how to deal with that. I like him, but I don't, last time I did that, I kind of got attached emotionally. And then I was kind of sad that he didn't pursue me more than that. And then I kind of, like, just, I got over it, but, you know, cause I didn't
have,
I didn't have one of those.
Getting to know him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a great person. I like him.
Then what you do is you simply say, I'm more than willing to visit you in your place as long as you remember I don't do casual sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
so
it.
If you want. Okay, that's it then? Okay. I wasn't sure if I should
what
say
else
no.
What else is there?
Or if I should. Yeah,
are you
I don't
afraid
know.
You won't say no?
No, I know he'll respect my boundaries, and I know he knows my requirements.
Are you afraid you won't maintain your boundaries?
No, I've had a lot of practice lately, thanks to your guidance of saying no to that. And I don't have a problem going and seeing him, but I also didn't know if that was ladylike or not, just to go visit him at his hotel room at night.
What's wrong if a girl met you and asked you to come up after dinner? Would you do that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd go hang out. Why not?
Well, why not him?
Okay. I see your point. I just was confused in my own mind, and I just wanted to clarify it with you before.
No, I think
did
what
that.
You're doing is taking an invitation to hang out as a demand for sex, intercourse.
Well, I know that he'll want to mess around. Like, that's
do you
want
to mess around? Do you want strokes?
Well, I don't mind. Like, I like him, and I am attracted to him.
Then what would be the reason you would say no?
The only reason would be to avoid being hurt again. But, you know, I also
How
had my own expectation.
Are you afraid he would rape you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not worried about that.
So if you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, mm-hmm. could it be a fun, affectionate evening?
It could be. It could be.
But do you understand you would remind him before you would go in the door that this is, you know, not an intercourse evening?
Yeah. So I should say that before I go into his room. Just to
remind him. Absolutely. You remind him of what the boundaries are. If you don't want to be affectionate with him, say, I'm not up for this level of intimacy at this point in our relationship.
Okay.
If you're not ready to be affectionately sexual, then that's your boundary. You have a right to set them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't think there would be
anything. What I want to know is what you're afraid of in saying yes to somebody you're starting to build a friendship with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm just afraid of being vulnerable and, yeah, putting myself in that position where
Were you raised to take care of yourself, or were you in doormat training?
Probably a little both. I mean, I was raised to take care of myself for sure, but also I've had relationships where I was a doormat as well.
Okay. So are you getting any better at your decision making?
Yes, thanks to your guidance. I study you like hardcore all the time. So
okay. So what if you use this as a training mission?
Okay. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay. I advise you not to use mind-altering chemicals during the event because it will knock down your self-preserving instincts and you might do something that you wouldn't do if you were sober.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally sober nowadays and I don't do that, especially with guys, because I have a tendency to knock out my feeling and then I do things I wish I didn't do.
Then I want you to do what feels comfortable. If you want some strokes, get them. If you don't want any
strokes,
don't get them.
No, I enjoy strokes. I haven't had any for a while, so I would appreciate it.
Well, then you build on lessons you learn from each experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you set your boundaries, and he keeps them, he's a better friend. If he doesn't keep his boundaries, you don't trust him, and that's the end of him.
No, he's always kept his boundaries. He's always been very...
All right. Well, then, I'm not telling you to hang out with men. I'm telling you to do what your instincts tell you to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've heard you say don't, you know, well, you know, it's not like you can't hang out with men, but when they use that term, when they say you want to hang out, that oftentimes means that, I don't know, they just
they're not interested in you for dating or marriage.
Right, right, and
that's called, sorry, I'm busy. You can say no to any date he asks you for. If he says, why don't you want to date me anymore? Because our hanging out feels like playing house. And I don't think I'm ready to play house with you before I know you well enough to know if I would be comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him the truth.
Okay. Yeah,
He will stop asking you out because you're not putting out.
Yeah, that's true. No, he knows the boundaries and he still wanted me to hang out, but he used that word, want to hang out. And I thought, well, that just means he is interested in being affectionate physically, but not really anything more than that, because he's told me he didn't want
our relationship right now, but
you know what? If he told you that, that's when hanging out is affectionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
so
already set
in that
his
case,
boundary for you.
Right.
So awesome. Well, caller, let us know what happens. We got to move on.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got more calls waiting, so here
good.
We go.
Let's
hello.
Go.
Hi.
Hello.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, guys. I'm going to have to obviously make this really quick, but hi, Dr. Pat. So this is, hi, can you hear me or isn't my
yeah,
phone?
We can hear you.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, quickly, the guy I told you about, the whole divorce, separated, lied to me, finally reached out to me this past week and sent me a long
text. How long did it take him? How long
what
did
was
it take him?
Less than two months. Because he had kept, remember he sent me that text saying, I hope you're doing well, and then I responded in kind. But it finally, he finally got up enough balls to send me a long text saying that he was so sorry and he misses me, and that he didn't mean to hurt me, and it's more to the story than I know, and things don't appear as they seem. And could he call and explain? So I said yes. He called me 2 days ago.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. We got on the phone, and he told me basically that the reason he lied to me supposedly is because him and his wife live separately. In his head, they are in fact divorced. She lives in New York now, supposedly, and he lives on the West Coast, and they're not living together. They're not actively married. And I said, so when are you getting a divorce? And he didn't respond. He said, well, divorce is in the works. And I said, okay, so that means a month from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now? And he was like, well, I'm sorry that we're not on your timeline. And I was just like, wow, okay. And I said, but I told you before, I'm not looking to get caught up with a man that is separated and you decide to go back to your wife if she wants to work things out. I was like, so why would I start dating you? And he was like, we are heading towards the divorce. I'm protecting my heart. So I don't know what to do because he keeps reaching out to me since that day.
I got news for you. You're telling him your truth, and he keeps reaching out, and he's either waiting for you to do it his way, or he's gradually falling in love with you and willing to pay more, not financially, but emotionally and committably. So that's all I hear. I hear a man falling in love.
But how do we, so what am I supposed to do? Because he's not telling me he's getting a divorce. He doesn't have an actual divorce date. He said to me he's getting one, but can't tell me when.
Then all you do with him is what you do with any married man, which is not have intercourse and not see him as a potential. He's just a friend that you may want to go to the movies with. He may be a friend you may want to have dinner with, but you don't see anything serious. Because you're not giving him intercourse, you are not susceptible to him believing that you belong to him.
Right. I just like him, and that's the problem. Like, I find myself not able to cut it off, even though I know I probably
wait a minute.
Could.
What is cutting it off? You're not having
stop
intercourse
talking.
With him.
No, we're not. But stop talking
well,
to him.
What is
stop
it you're doing
him.
That you don't want to do?
Well, I enjoy talking and texting with him. I mean, we haven't talked in text for 2 months until this week. And that's
well,
when he
what's
me
wrong
he
with that? That's right
that.
On schedule.
Because I don't want to fall in love with him if he is not
honey,
getting a divorce.
You're not yeah. going to fall in love with him unless you follow your chemistry into intercourse. Is there any danger of that?
No, there isn't, because we haven't even met yet. We've just been talking on the phone for all that time, like I told you before.
You've
but
just been
seems,
building
I
a friendship with him.
But I
you have
like
chemistry
him.
For
like
his voice.
Me. What? Yeah. No, I said I actually like him in a romantic sense, and it seems like he likes me as well in a romantic sense.
Well, then why don't you keep on doing what you're doing until it comes to a head?
Even though he's married and I want a husband?
Wait a minute. You're not doing anything with him but talking to him on the text and the phone.
Correct. But I guess for me, I feel like I'm getting more sucked in and more of a connection because I am.
Okay, so you're falling in love with him even though he's married and still married.
I don't think falling in love, but I do like him a lot, I guess.
That's falling in love. Do you want him in your life on the text or the phone, or don't you? You have a right to make that standard.
I do want him in my life, but I want him where he's single and not continuing to text with her or like her pictures on Instagram or Facebook.
Darling, till he shows you his divorce papers finalized, he's married.
And that's what I said to him, but he keeps saying, well, we're not really married because she doesn't live here and we don't live in the same house and we are, you know,
darling,
separate lives.
Then set your boundaries for your comfort. I don't want to be with you until you're divorced.
And I said that to him, and then he still comes back, and I still find myself talking to him. That's the problem.
I've got news
and I don't
to
know
you.
Why
Tell me what's wrong with talking to a human being.
Nothing, but I know me. I like him, so when I talk to him, I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing a potential for a boyfriend with him. That's
so what's the problem?
The problem is I don't want to get emotionally caught up, and he doesn't.
So you're cutting it off. Do you know the end of a relationship is apathy and empathy? You're bored, and nothing's happening.
Well, I guess I'm not ready to completely cut it off, but I don't know what to do because I do like him, and I feel like I'm going to like him more the more he and I continue to talk and text. Now that he came back around.
And tell me what's wrong with like, are you dating other people?
I need to. I'm on the dating site.
You need to. You need to date two other men. Two.
Yes.
Stop focusing on him.
Okay. And with that, we have to go because we are out of time. Okay. Dr. Allen, real quick.
Thank you.
Before we go, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
True that. All right, everybody, we love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.